I'd like to call a regular meeting to order, please, and salute the flag.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for coming tonight. We open the floor for public comment. Mr. Ayers.
In a recent advertiser article, Mr. Forte made a statement to facilitate the financial restructuring of a leadership change within the village police department. It's a little vague, and I wondered what you meant by that.
Interesting. Well, if you recall, in 2012, the mayor appointed me as a police commissioner.
Yep.
And about 40 days after I was appointed, the previous chief left. And we spent, I don't know, about a month, I suppose, without actually anybody in charge of the day-to-day activities. We had some volunteers within a department who would do it. And we had to decide how we were going to move forward. And we created a committee to choose someone to become the new leader of the police department. And we couldn't find anybody, really, that we were all happy with. And so the idea came about appointing the person we did appoint as officer in charge, Officer Jones. So that's how that happened. And the financial restructuring, well, again, right after I was elected, when we were doing the board, the budget that year, we were faced with the task of reducing the budget and still maintaining the quality and volume of services. And so it was me working with the chief at the time, and then once he left, working with Officer Jones to make sure that that happened. So we were able to do the job of the police department, which we're continuing to do now, and actually we do more now with the less money. So it was a financial restructuring there. We've also added some services since then and continue to maintain that budget. So, you know, I was the one put in that position, and I made it happen. So I helped make it happen so that we still maintain the services. We still have the police department. It works better than, in my opinion, better than it has in a lot of years. In fact, we'll hear a little bit more about some of the community outreach we're doing now, which we haven't done in the past. So, you know, that's the sort of things that I brought to that position, and yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Well, partially. How about the question of leadership? What are you going to do there?
Well, these are things that this paragraph talked about things that I've done since 2012, and so we put a new person in charge, and not only is he doing the administration, you know, but he actually is on the streets, which is different than previous chief. And he's created, you know, a different culture amongst the officers. And so, and he has a very good relationship with me and the rest of the board, so that the board knows what's going on in the police department. That's the kind of leadership that I hoped he would be able to do, and he's fulfilled that.
Do you plan on hiring a police chief per se?
We don't have any. I don't have any plans to change what we've put in place at this time, and I don't think it's never come up since then.
Okay, so Officer Jones then will be the administrative head. And how many part-time officers do you have now?
Currently, there are 8, I believe.
Let's get the number right here.
8.
Yes.
Okay, and of the 8, how many hours on an average do they
Every week we set up a schedule anywhere between 72 and 76 hours a week.
Total,
yeah. And that was what we came up with in 2012 as a way of reducing the cost, and we do it in a particularly clever way, so that it's never the same amount of time or same time periods per day, so that it gives the illusion that we actually have a lot more coverage, because sometimes the shifts start a little bit earlier, sometimes they start a little bit later, but they're essentially the same length every day.
One last question. Do you feel that the installation of the speed indicators will cut down the revenue coming into the police department, or will it have any effect at all?
Well, I think it's going to help when the police aren't around, certainly, to keep the speed control. But I think we probably will see some decline in that revenue. But, you know, not all the revenue comes from speeding tickets.
Correct.
So, you know, a lot of that money is forfeitures for bails and things like that. I mean, you know, a lot of it's fines, but it's not just for speeding tickets. So will there be, I don't have an estimate of that, but we'll find out when it happens.
Right. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Any more public comment? Margaret?
I don't know if anybody realizes, but today, March 12th, is the 195th anniversary of the village incorporation. And several of the trustees in the past have talked about purchasing a clock for the village square. And I would like the board to pass a resolution later in this meeting to establish a clock fund in the trust and agency account for all donations toward the clock fund. And I would like an accurate record kept not only of the donor, but of the amount. And if in 2019, on the 200th anniversary, this doesn't come to fruition, then the money be returned to the donors. And Dick and I would like to start the fund with a $500 donation.
Okay.
And I'll give this to Missy, and if you're going to do the resolution.
Oh, I'll hold that, Margaret.
I personally talked to Guy, and I think it's a great idea, and Guy had a great idea that it would be a four-sided clock instead of a two-sided clock. And I know we got a price, you had a price.
It's $25,000
right
now. But I figure if we start the fund 5 years.
I agree. I think it's a great idea, and it'd be, I think, in the
best interest of the village.
Exactly. Okay. But I don't have, I mean, the mayor's not here today. I mean, but
we can pass a resolution.
I don't think that he has a problem. Yeah. I think we talk about it. So.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Margaret. Any other public comment?
I hope a lot of other residents follow suit.
Yeah.
No more public comment? Okay. Approve the minutes of the previous meeting, February 12, 2014, February 26, 2014, special meeting.
I'd like to make a motion to accept both of them as submitted.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Approve the treasury report. I think you want to table it.
Yeah, I'd like to table the treasurer's report until the revenue is incorporated.
Mm-mm.
We're just going to table that.
I didn't get any correspondence, but Missy, we didn't have any correspondence. The only correspondence I guess is elections for the Village of Nassau, March 18th. Polls open at 12, close at 9 here at the Village Hall. I believe it's a paper ballot.
Yep.
Paper ballot. So. Mark that date. Okay. That's it on the correspondence. Reports. Highway Department. Charlie's not here. He's sick. But I got a note from Tony. Continuing to fill potholes. I think everybody in the state and county are continuing to fill potholes. They received 25 tons of salt. It's our last load, hopefully, for the year. They reinstalled Welcome to the Village sign on Route 20. Been around replacing fire hydrant flag markers. Took down the gutter in front of the village hall to try to stop the water from coming in. I believe it worked. And there's no more water, right, Missy?
Nope, no more.
Okay, so they've been busy pricing some tools and some mowers needed for the village for this year's budget. They're repairing the street sign at Church Street. Pumping out garage floors with our new sump pump, which we no longer have the drains. Okay, so, and I guess Main Care came to service the furnaces in the hall and the garage, and there were general maintenance on the backhoe with hydraulic oil. So that's it on that. Water system or water department, our sampling's up to date. I met with D.A. Stevens, the contractor for the new generator project at the electric shed with Tony and Jay the other day, to lay out where the generator's going to go, where the propane tank, where I needed Tony and Jay's input because they're going to be the guys that are going to be watching it. So I wanted to make sure where we're replacing everything, it was all right with them and with the contractor. Tony met with the contractor again today to make sure the requirement for the wattage for the generator was sufficient. They installed a new fire extinguisher in the electric shed, and if anybody's not aware, but the chlorinator doesn't just run by itself. It has to be cleaned every so often. So every month and a half, they take it apart, clean it, replace any parts. So they're keeping up on that. And if you weren't here for the budget meeting, the generator project is going forward. We hope to have it in place by June 1st and being paid for in this year's budget, not next year's budget.
Andy, where is the propane tank going to sit?
Okay, by law, it's 10 feet from any building.
Yeah.
Okay, and it's going to be on the backside of the propane or the electric shed.
So it'll be on the hillside?
Yeah, if you know where the shed is,
mm-hmm.
Okay, it's going to be on this side, 10 feet off.
Okay.
And we have to do excavation of the ground. It's pressure run. We don't have to pour a slab. The
okay.
Tank's approximately 6 by, well, meet an area 6 by 20. 16.1 feet long, the tank, 5 feet high, and 42-inch diameter.
And what size tank are we in?
1,000 gallons. 8 days supply.
That's 8 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know the board was commenting about getting a GPS, or Charlie made a comment about a GPS so the company would know when the tank's getting low.
Mm-hmm.
Every company I've talked to five companies, they don't recommend on the generator because we don't know when we're going to have a power outage, so they just want us to keep track of it when it's being used.
It's going to run automatically, right?
It runs once a week for the amount of time we set it for, what day we set it for. Okay, so under no load, so it's just going to be idling. It's not going to have a load on it.
Mm-hmm.
And 1,000-gallon tank will be approximately eight days. Okay. GPS, everybody thinks, sees the commercials on TV. We offer a free GPS on your tank. The GPS is free, but the company has to pay for the software to monitor it. It's like $155 a year to have a GPS on a residential, so nothing's free. So that's not going to be included. But I'm getting quotes from propane companies for tanks. Some pay, some won't. You have to purchase a tank. Some you can rent. Mr. Valeni gave me a company to call. That's under state contract. I'll call them. So that's down the line on that.
Okay. Thank you.
But, we're all good in shape. Mr. Guy, Police Department.
Thanks, Randy. You have a written report from Officer Jones. 88 incidents were investigated, 9 arrests, 73 traffic tickets issued. And the details are in the written report. It was a relatively quiet month. We did have one incident involving the theft of more than $5,000 from one of our local businesses. arrests have been made, and the alleged folks will have their day in court at some point. Our officers completed their annual rapid deployment active shooter training for incidents like the school shootings and things like that. Keeps them prepared. I met with Ross Phoenix, the Nassau Ambulance Chief. Ross is writing a grant to replace the defibrillators in his trucks. And if he gets this funding, he's going to give us, our police department, the ones that he's replacing. And if you recall, last year Ross gave us the really old AEDs to put into our cars. But if the money comes through, all of the defibrillators will be the same. So that when you try to, when you have to replace them or service them, it'll be easier. Ross also gave the department a couple of additional items for their first aid kits. He gave them some Tegaderm dressings and some coagulant applications. And so I definitely want to thank Ross for providing these supplies. And this is a good example, I think, of the kinds of cooperation between municipal agencies like the ambulance and police department, as well as things we might want to do with the fire department. And I think we should be striving to do things more like this, because we're all serving the same community. One of the things that I've thought about for the last couple of years is that it's really easy to say no, but I think we need to try to find ways of saying yes to activities and cooperation. And I hope that the board will look, what I'm going to call, extra hard this year for these opportunities to cooperate with local agencies around. And dare I say that I, ask the board to push the lines of some of the, legal things we do. But, we have to start doing things again for the right reasons and stop saying no all the time when we, have a chance to cooperate. In any case, I'll get off my soapbox. Other news, on Friday, the police department will hold an open house here at 7 p.m. We've put flyers up in various places around the village. Hopefully they'll be added in the advertiser this week. We have a number of events planned for the open house, including fingerprint ID kits for kids. We're going to have some presentation of some data. Of course, the data nerd that I am, I'll be doing that. We'll have a meet and greet with the current officers, and there'll be a tour of the department. K-9 Yazzo will be there with Officer Bunny, and we'll have some light refreshments. That's here at 7 o'clock, between 7 and 8 on Friday night. And hopefully we'll have a good turnout. The youth committee is helping to put on this event. And it's free of charge. The ID kits for kids, we'll have the fingerprinting and things, and that'll be free. So should have a good time.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
I heard you say that the ambulance is going to be, if they get a grant, handing the defibrillators to the police department.
Yep.
Does our police department currently have defibrillators?
We did. Last year it was, Tom?
Yes.
Last year, the Ross gave us.
So you'd be replacing them.
We'd be replacing those. Okay. He gave us two, one for each vehicle.
So could I make a mention? I am the treasurer for the Nassau Reformed Church, and they host the daycare up there. And they were actually looking into seeing if they could get a defibrillator.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if that can be, if the village can hand that off to the daycare for that.
If it's still good, I don't see
if it's still useful.
Well, they're still good. One has a spare battery, and I just put it in it. But if we got two more, I would recommend to the board that we have one in this building,
mm-hmm.
as well as maybe the church.
Yeah, because they do have the daycare up there, so I think that would.
Yeah, we have a special pediatric.
Oh, okay.
One.
All right.
Sounds good to me.
Attorney David. I've been emailing you about the situation with the Hilton litigation. I don't really have too much to add to that. I think, the case came down against us. The claims adjuster is going to be having some further conversations. He's been pretty responsive to me. I mean, when I wrote him, he called me right back. He's going to have some conversations with people in his own organization, and then I guess he's going to have a conversation with the plaintiff's attorney, and we'll see what they do. It hasn't been scheduled for a trial yet, so I don't have that deadline yet, but that will probably be set at some point in time, surely. Anyway, that's what I have.
Okay. Moving on. Trustees, there's any comments?
No, I have nothing, and I also don't have anything with CEO.
Okay.
Except there's a written report there.
Word.
You all got a copy.
Nothing.
You all got a copy of him.
Nothing at this term, Andy.
Okay. I personally want to thank everybody on the board for all the hard work on the budget. The guy with your presentation. Even though you're blew your bulb out, I guess, but it was well thought out. But thanks, everybody, for the help. Guy, you have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things. I just want to bring everybody up to speed on the local toxic waste cleanup. Last week, Mayor Collins and I went on a tour of the treatment facility, and Charlie's not here, so I can't say I speak for him, but I think we're in pretty much agreement that we did receive a lot of useful information on that tour. It was more extensive information than we've gotten to date, which was a good thing, I think. So that was comforting to a certain extent, but there continue to be a number of concerns that we have and have continued to express to the EPA representatives about the treatment facility itself. There's operational issues about, you know, the chain of information when an event happens there. If there's a problem, you know, who finds out, when do they find out, and is there a plan? They really haven't answered that. What's the procedure if there's a failure? Does the plant shut down? Does it, you know, what happens? And, you know, we have an additional concern that the contractor that's going to be running the facility, the offices are in Clifton Park, and this is an automated facility, so there's not someone there. So there's going to be like a, you know, some notification sent to Clifton Park, and then, well, then how long does it take to get someone down? Our other concerns are the continuing this presence of 1,4-dioxane, which is a carcinogenic substance. During the tour, this came up in our conversations with them, and we were assured that they were investigating potential treatment options for this substance. And if necessary, if they consider it necessary, they would add additional treatment apparatus to the facility's deal with the substance. So they say. Another concern we have is about doing some sampling of the Valacia kill, you know, down here in the village, which is of course downstream from the plant, to get a baseline of, you know, what's in the water now. And while the Valacia kill isn't our drinking water, it runs pretty close to our drinking water, and with flooding that seems to happen more often now, you know, there's a chance that we could have some problems. So we're going to encourage EPA, who are currently designing their water sampling program, we're going to encourage them to have some sampling down here for baseline so that we know if there are any contaminants getting into that Valacia kill dam this site. Later that day, this was March 4th, we went to the public information session, and Trustee Clark was with us. There was a very large turnout. It was great to see. There was great to see that there were village residents at that meeting. That was good. And, you know, they provided some additional information. But what I'm going to suggest, and this time I will speak for the mayor, because we are in agreement here. Completely. I want to suggest to the board that we continue the course of action we've traveled so far, coordinating with and supporting efforts of Supervisor Fleming and the local technical assistance groups on CAGE to keep pressure on EPA to make sure that the cleanup is done right. As far as direct action I think we can take, I think a monthly letter asking EPA for specific updates regarding our concerns is appropriate, and I think that will keep the pressure applied. Downstream baseline testing, other samplings in the future, so that we can determine whether, so that we can keep an eye on whether there is a threat to our water supply. So That's what I have there. And I just want to reiterate something that Randy said earlier about the village road conditions. This winter was particularly hard, as everyone knows, and I sent around a document today showing some catch basins that are problematic. Two of them were on Westbrook. Two of them were on Westbrook, which is on the portion of...
Is it Major? Or, excuse me for a second.
Oh, I didn't know who was blocking doors.
Is it my truck?
I may be going to white. White. I'm a white.
Exit. Sorry, guys.
It's okay.
You didn't think I'd be with you.
So two of the catch basins are on Westbrook, on the part of Westbrook that we're going to pave this year. So we want to make sure that those are taken care of.
You missed Elm Street.
Well,
the one in front of my house.
From the one next door to my house. The other thing I sent around this morning to folks is on the sidewalk. This was just an example of the sort of the sidewalk problems that we have in some places. This was the one on Molden Street in front of 24 Molden Street, where it looks like we've band-aided it in the past. We put some hydraulic cement there, and I talked to the homeowner. It looks like really what needs to be done is it needs to be taken out, filled in a little bit more. I'm not the
blacktop.
No, it's concrete. Concrete, but it looks like it's sunk down, and so now he has like 6 inches of water that he walks through to get to his front door. It's not anything he's done. I mean, it didn't look like he's done anything to it. So
I think the problem with his driveway is so low, he couldn't build the sidewalks up. They had to go, the curve into his driveway, and that's why it was like that.
Yeah. Well, I think we should.
So if you build the sidewalk up this high, he's going to have this kind of thing where. And then going down his driveway, you have to be careful cars don't drag, things like that.
Right. Well, I think we need to look at it. We need to look at it again. And it's not just on Mullen Street, some other places. And we'll talk about this later too, this opportunity we have for potentially some federal grants. To think about, there are some places in the village that are very nice. The sidewalks are in really good shape. On like Elm Street, it's very nice. But the north side of Albany Ave, both sides of it, the north side of Albany Ave and Church Street, they're pretty much just blacktop. And I don't know when that happened, but, it doesn't look very good, and it really doesn't work out. And it's hard for us to even determine whether there's a sidewalk, as we know. So, I think there's some opportunities to be looking at that. Just quality of life stuff. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah, probably must be ice and
yeah.
But I guess probably once the, like you said, the weather breaks, we'll have to have him go around with Jay and point out these notes. But Charlie, I'll let Charlie come too. Okay. That's it. Thanks for going to the meeting. I had to work. The letter you were talking about, is that something like a just to keep putting a letter to them?
Yeah.
Did they make any comments that they were interested in doing downstream testing? Or I'm just wondering if
they're in
just blew you off? Or
no, they didn't completely blow us off.
Their head.
But they shook their head and they said, yeah, they're still developing that.
Okay.
That sampling program. So I think if we continue, they didn't say no, and if we continue to let them know that we're concerned, I think that it'll be effective.
I believe one of the water tests coming up, the big test. Okay, I think that handles a lot of the chemicals that may be produced up there, but out of Shepherd County.
Yeah.
All right. Mayor's not here. No report. The clerk.
I actually was just going to remind everyone as well about Election Day coming up on Tuesday. And there's still time to get an absentee ballot if you're not going to be around. You can still stop in and get one. And also, the water bills are starting to be worked on and will be out by the end of the month. That's it.
Yeah, I just want to make one more comment. I forgot about my report. Annual water report was sent to the county, and the state came out with a new template, so I had to revise it, and I sent We're going to be sending a new revised one to the county for their approval and the state approval tomorrow. So it's normally sent out with a water bill. I'm hoping that it gets approved and sent back out. But I'm hoping. Yeah, I think that's when we send it out with that. So that's in the works. Dick said there's nothing with code enforcement, animal control officer. I don't have any report or anything from animal control officer. Are you? I don't have a report from Louis Beautification.
It's right here.
You have it?
Okay. Kurt submitted a financial report. The ending balance $3,723.60. And the meetings will start up again in May, the third Wednesday, so that will be April 16th at 7 p.m. here at the Village Hall, and everybody's welcome to attend.
Youth committee? Yes. Ice skating continues at the Village Pond. Right now ice skating can be anywhere in the village, I think. March 10th, members of the youth committee, Village Youth Committee joined with the Town Committee to launch a new program of Nature Kids activities, which will be held in the Mud Pond Preserve in nice weather, and also possibly considering other property areas, both within the village and the town, to sponsor Nature Kids events. We also had a collaborative meeting to plan the Easter egg hunt with the Town Youth Committee, and that will be here at the Commons.
April 12th
for the kids. We'll be assisting at the open house for the police department on March 14th. The balance in the checking account is $326.55, and the next meeting will be on March 26th at 7 p.m. at the Village Hall. As always, the meetings are open to the public, and everyone is invited to participate.
So, do you need any donations for the Easter egg hunt to fill the eggs, or
donations as far as time or money? Because we'll probably
time or both. Money both. I'm just
I believe that both are always appreciated, and I know between the eggs that we may have, the eggs that the Town Youth Committee has, that we're looking at stuff probably. Oh, it could be 500-800 eggs. So that'll probably be discussed at the meeting on the 26th as far as the setup, because I think time is probably more valued than money when it comes to doing something like stuffing 500 plus Easter eggs.
Can we put a notice up around the village if anybody would like to help or donate? Or is that out of line for us to put something up?
No, I don't think so.
It has been done in the past, but I'm sure.
I mean, they did it for Halloween before, where they had people donate candy for Elm Street. I mean.
Yeah, we actually had. Missy found donations left over from last year, right?
Right. Okay.
So,
you can put a notice out that just once after the meeting that they decide everything, we just post a notice around the village.
Around the village, that when it's going to happen, if anybody would like to donate time. Or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. And yeah. I mean, I'm hopeful that we can, maybe put other things in the eggs besides candy. I know we talked about that. Maybe
just
prizes or.
But just when you're done, I don't see why we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Run our letterhead, put it in the post office.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Zoning Board of Appeals?
Nothing for the zoning board.
Planning board, I don't see Tom. I don't have any interview.
The only thing I know is that they are actively working on the seeker review document for the Cumberland Farms project. That has to be completed before any decisions can be made about that approval of the site plan and things like that. So I know they're working on that. Josh isn't here. He sent me an email.
Oh, there you go.
Let's see.
Master plan update.
In the water bills that Missy talked about, as well as the several other means, there is going to be a survey distributed to village residents and business owners, and property owners. And it's been developed over the last few months. The board has gotten a chance to see it and make their comments about it. It will go out. It will be alive for a few weeks, month. At when this goes out, there will be some indication, not only in the water bill, but in the advertiser. There are two public, what we're calling scoping meetings in April, which will happen around the same time as people will have their surveys. The first is on April 10th. It's a Thursday. April 10th here, 7 o'clock. And the second, and it's really, they're in the same meeting. It's just we want to make sure that there's multiple times for people to be there. The second is on April 21st. They'll be here. And the format of the meetings is going to be informal. There'll be members of the master plan committee here, and we'll break into small groups, and we'll just talk about things around the master plan. We'll have some stuff, materials for people to read and react to, and then discuss. We'll take all the information we get from those meetings, as well as the surveys, as well as some individual conversations that the committee has with different residents who want to go into more in-depth with their discussion, and that will form, that will have, shape the master plan. So that stuff is coming up. It's, you know, this is the really exciting part. It's the part where you can really have some input in shaping on the master plan. So I encourage everyone to come here. You know, this building holds 65 people. I hope we can fill it with 65 people each time. That'd be great. Because, you know, this document, this master plan, is going to guide the board in whatever the board looks like. It's going to guide the decisions of the board for maybe the next 10 years. So, and who knows, maybe longer. So we want to encourage people to come April 10th and April 21st. And fill out your surveys when you get them. If you don't get a water bill, hopefully we'll have another way to get a survey to you. We'll be going around to folks who are renters and other business owners who don't necessarily have a property in the village. So I think that's it. Fill out your surveys, come to the meetings, and have a voice in the future of this community.
Thanks. Under old business, handicap parking law set public hearing. Are you on?
Yeah, we didn't properly notice the public hearing. It was supposed to happen today.
Yeah, I was wondering.
No,
I thought there was a.
So we got to set
word
a date.
Processor replay from last month's agenda.
So okay, we want to do it before the next meeting.
So April 9th.
Huh? We could do it right before the next meeting.
6:30? Yeah, April 9th at
6:30.
6:30. 6:45.
Okay.
6:30.
Okay, I make a motion to set the public hearing on the handicap law on April 9th at 6:30 here at the Village Hall.
Got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Route 20 corridor update. I'm going to table that for now. Okay. Village services on private roadways.
Okay, I think we got kind of consensus on what we want to do here. I think for the easement on Muir Road, I think we probably can get a legal description there from the owners, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
For Alter Road or Alter Alley, I spoke to a surveyor who does work out in Grafton, and you know, I'm just trying to get a price because what we talked about doing was just getting a legal description, meets and bounds description, and a map of the road, having all of the. And I think everybody that was here was in agreement, just doing a quick claim deed. What I was told to be ballpark around $1,250. I mean, it's a fairly straight, you know, it's like four sides, you know. You just got to figure out where he's going to pin it. So, you know, we have to decide whether we want to spend that kind of money. I don't think there should be a problem getting people to give us people seem to be on board with giving us those quick claim deeds. And there was a woman who expressed some concerns, well, what if we're getting it, you know. I mean, I could sign a quick claim deed. A quick claim deed just says, whatever I've got there, you have it. I'm giving it to you. So if I have nothing, I'm not giving you anything. It's no warranties, no ownership. But that seems to be the quick way to do it. And, you know, in my initial memo, I talked about whether that road would not meet the width requirements, which it probably doesn't, of a regular road, but we can still vote unanimously to accept that, and there seemed to be consensus to do that. So if we get the survey done, we'll just do, my thought would be just do one deed to reduce recording costs with a bunch of, you know, I'm a notary, I'll just come down here someday and, you know, we'll just have everybody sign it, and if we can, maybe a couple of cracks, and then we'll record it, and we'll do a resolution accepting it, we'll be all set.
And that's on Alter Alley?
Yeah, that's on Alter Alley. Mm-hmm. To the other piece, I think that's more already, there's a defined right-of-way, isn't there? I mean, of some sort. In other words, there's already a legal description of it. We can just have the owners give us that by quitclaim.
Okay. And that was the only two of it.
Yeah, those. You know, I mean, we went through, there were four or five it turned out, but three of them turned out to be not a problem, so that'll solve that problem. So maybe I'll get a letter from this gentleman. I think he's a pretty reasonable guy, and just a letter to the board or to me saying what it would cost, and I just talked to him about it, and then we can decide to go forward with it. It's professional services. I don't think we have to bid it out. I don't think it's that excessive, you know, because he's going to do a map and he's got to come out and do all that stuff. So.
Okay. Meantime, we are continuing doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, we got one more plowing, I think. I hope. Well, I'm just saying.
Okay. Chuck, thanks. Charlie was working on chair services. He's not here today, so I guess we're going to table that until next meeting too.
Can I
go ahead?
Add under old business. I just want to do a resolution to have DA Stevens do a change work order.
Oh, I thought. Okay. I'm sorry. That's what I thought.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
So I'd like to make a resolution that we do a change work order with DA Stevens for them to install the generator.
Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Okay. Under new business, I have a proclamation from the Village of Nassau. And it reads, proclamation commending Nassau Village Trustee Dale R. French for his distinguished service to the residents of the Village of Nassau. Whereas, as it is in the sense of our unique society to recognize the contributions and the achievements of citizens of this noble village, we recognize with profound respect and admiration a milestone in the life of a member of our community. And whereas, attended to such duty and fully in accord with its long-standing traditions, it is the intent of the village board to convey its compliments and felicitations to Dale R. French for his distinguished service. Whereas Dale R. French has been a trustee since 1999 and has served as police commissioner, street commissioner, and code enforcement supervisor. Whereas Dale has been a great asset to the community, is a member of the Nassau Beautification Committee, and is an active participant in the Nassau Fest and Oktoberfest. Whereas Dale is a devoted husband to his wife Margaret, and on May 20, 2014, they will celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary. Whereas Dale has proven to be a forthright, devoted member of this legislative body, and his presence will be sadly missed. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed that pursuant to the authority vested in me as deputy mayor and mayor of the Village of Nassau, and as recommended by the entire village board, I most joyously commend and congratulate Dale R. French for his years of distinguished, conscientious, and faithful service to the residents of the Village of Nassau, and wish him well in the future endeavors. Signed, Charlie H. Collins. And thank you, Dale.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. You'll get a copy. This will be entered in 10 minutes.
Yep. John, I'm going to miss these ones. Okay? I'm going to miss these ones.
At least we kept you awake.
Thank you, Dick.
Thank you.
Okay. Under new business, Guy Tiger grant opportunity, I guess. Too familiar, but.
Yeah. So, just yesterday, in fact, the board received a letter from Congressman Paul Tonko, who, while he's not our representative, he was nice enough to make us aware of a potential federal grant opportunity originating from the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's called the Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery Discretionary Grant Program, TIGER is what it's called. And I sent the notice of funding availability, I had Missy forward it to all of you to look at. I looked at this yesterday in some depth, and having put together applications for federal grants, not the Department of Transportation, but having done that, I suspect we probably could construct and submit an application by April 28th, that's the deadline, but I'm not confident that we could put together a competitive proposal. And so one of the things we need to think about is having an eligible project, and the tie-in has to be the Department of Transportation, has to sort of meet some of their goals. But one of the things they do include is pedestrian transportation. So, you know, as I just talked about the sidewalks, you know, we might have some kind of a thing there. Looking at some of the other criteria, and as I mentioned 18 months ago, these sorts of grants put great emphasis on projects that are derived from planning initiatives like our master plan. That's why doing our master plan is so important for this. It puts us at a better, in a different position. We're able to leverage that effort to get these sorts of grants. They, one of the other things they do is they favor multi-phase projects, so it might not just be, you know, a project that just repairs the sidewalks on Albany Ave, but it also is a project that would include not only the replacement of the sidewalks, but other initiatives to redevelop the business corridor along Route 20, updating buildings and facades, upgrading infrastructure, and things like that. So we need to, you know, this is an opportunity for us as a board to brainstorm. You know, I don't think we're going to be, you know, I don't think we could put together a competitive grant application in time. But, you know, this is a source of money that's there every year, and well, at least until 2016. And you know, these things have end dates. But you know, look at the notice of funding availability, and let's set, you know, a goal of brainstorming some of these projects. So this is a grant opportunity that's available to the whole country. So every year, I think last year they offered like 20
to compete.
Yeah, you're competing. There's $600 million available, and every grant is up to $10 million. And so the kinds of projects they've funded before were updates to, there's a in upstate New York by one of the lakes, there's a, yeah, one of the lakes, there's like a lakefront. They redeveloped the whole lakefront area. The waterway there. So they're able to put on the you know, ferry transportation kind of project. So they're able to tie into those things. But you're competing against, I'll just let you know, you're competing against, for example, the you know, the city of Hartford, Connecticut got a grant. So, you know, we're small, but, you know, they also pigeon some of the money, they tie it to rural areas. So a certain percentage of all the grant money has to go to rural areas. Well, so that puts us, you know, we fall into that category. So, you know, there's opportunities here. You know, I think we need to brainstorm projects that we can put together and, you know, think about partners. You know, as much as we've kind of, you know, gone back and forth with DOT, state departments of transportation get these grants too. So, you know, to the extent that we could become part of a project with them, you know, it puts us in a better position. So I just ask the board to look at that. I know it's a big document, about, you know, it's got a lot of information in it, but think about that. So, you know, I've put together successful grants at my work for this same, not Department of Transportation, Department of Health and Human Services. So, you know, I know how to do this stuff, but, you know, I can't come up with every detail of the project. So we need to all kind of, you know, think about those things.
You have to have estimate.
I mean, there's the applications include costs. Okay.
If we were to do something like a sidewalk project, we have until April 28th to come. So
that's why I think we could put something together, but would it be complete? Would it be competitive? Would it be...
Yeah,
fundable?
No. But we have a year, we have to have every year, so yeah. we could. Okay. Waterman?
It could be part of the project.
Okay. Thanks. So do we? I guess we got to address that. Keep that on.
I think that's
homework. It's homework.
Keep that on the burner.
Yeah. It's homework to think about.
Keep thinking.
All right, and I'm sure you'll keep me alive on it.
Yeah.
You know how you do that. appointment recommendations. Mark Greenberg, and I think we let that off where he was going to be our acting.
And I think he agreed to do it. I mean, I didn't have that direct conversation. He was going to call. He was going to talk to the judge, you know. But I think he's okay with it. That's my understanding.
And I gather we're okay with it. So is that a resolution?
Yeah, we have to do a resolution appointing him that as the acting judge.
Okay. And make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
He probably has to come in and sign his oath of office. Misty, maybe you can let him know he got appointed and then he has to come in and sign the oath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, next on the agenda before our resolutions is public comment. Public comment? Yes.
I think it's a great idea to explore grants, federal grants. That sounds like a wonderful opportunity, even if it's for the future. I also would like to remind the board to check out the NICOM site, because that has a list of grants that are available for kinds of structural works that we may avail ourselves if the circumstances permit. And I did have a question about the those services on private roadways. Is my understanding correct that both the two remaining private areas, Walter Alley and the near road section, are both being considered separately for good claim deeds?
Right.
They can't be both.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. And I want to thank the board for supporting the mayor and our supervisor keeping an eye on the EPA situation with the cleanup. The other thing I thought of is, I know Uncaged had a couple of years ago when this whole thing started with the Superfund, they had received a grant, and I believe that money was used in part at least to hire a very, very well-known scientist to support the work that they were trying to do. So I forgot his name, but that information is available. And if that would support the work that you're trying to do to make sure that EPA keeps it going in a positive direction, so that we don't have further ground-level pollution in the future, then maybe that could be helpful. That's all. No, thank you.
Okay. Any other comments? John?
Yeah. You're getting that bill of services on roadway straight now pretty good. How about on sidewalks?
As far as repairing them?
No, plowing them.
I think Tony J did that bridge.
Is that our responsibility, or is it the bank's responsibility?
I think the bridge is ours. Ours has been.
Where does that stop at? The end of the bridge, or does it stop up?
Up by the hydrant, up by the corner, all the way up.
That's where the new concrete is?
Yeah, so I believe so. Yeah, right where it makes the bend.
So you do in front of that yellow house, too?
To the driveway, I think, from the bridge down.
I know that wasn't done.
I wasn't in the village when they did that. I think they took the backhoe down or something, right? You must have been around. You're always around, right?
I live here.
Yeah. What's that?
I live here and I'm retired. So
yeah, well, that's good. I like that. Yeah. I like seeing you.
12 years.
Yeah. But they did. I know there was a somebody called about it, and you know, with all the snow we had, the state just buried the bridge. I know we probably should have been on top of it sooner. Okay. And
what about the
the walkway in front of where the Christmas tree is now.
I think that's all. I drove by. I think that's all set, right?
Is that a walkway there, too?
I believe it's...
It's one of those blacktopped areas that it's hard to tell.
Yeah, we don't...
People are walking down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
clean. People are using cell phones, and we shouldn't have to wait till somebody gets hurt.
I believe it's clear, because once I got the saw gentleman at the post office, I made a roundabout, and I went and looked at the bridge, and I believe I looked at that in front of the tree, and I think it's okay. But unless you tell me different, I thought it was okay.
Well, it wasn't done for a long...
Yep, I know.
Over a month, maybe.
I agree. So it was... I believe they took care of it. I think the other meeting...
The town employees, do they have a list of what they're supposed to do? Or
town or village?
The village.
Yeah, they're supposed to be going around and if somebody sees something, we inform them.
And I would encourage you to, you know, when you do see something that's not done, just come down and tell Missy or...
Yeah. You don't want me to do that.
Actually, we do.
I mean, I can't be in the village every day.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, seriously. We don't know until you let us know.
Yeah. If you see something, say something. But the thing that, you know, you want to make sure that you tell the right person.
I mean, everybody, every board member here goes up and down Route 20 every day. They go by the same thing that I go by. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. I know the sidewalk for address, and I probably it took longer than it should have, and it has... I know.
I mean, I see people out there walking in baby carriages.
I know. I talked to Charlie, and Charlie addressed it with Tony and Jay, and immediate action was taken.
So. I see Jay going down a road with him.
That's all right. With what? What's that mean? I don't know.
That little 8-horse tractor or 10-horse tractor, whatever it is, no escort.
I've noticed.
23 horses.
He needs a spotter, and he's got the sign on the back, so yeah.
Well, banks are high, and there's no place to go.
I don't know if you remember, for future reference, when there's a problem on a major highway here, and we need flaggers, the town under... considered shared services, but they offered their manpower to come down and help us at any time that we call. So we've corrected a lot of issues that should have been corrected earlier. Okay. But seriously, as guys, as whoever said, call. Okay.
And like I said, there's 4 or 5 people up there that go by there, same place I do every day.
Yep.
They see the same thing. I'm not putting blame on anybody, but everybody sees it.
I understand. Okay. I will make sure I keep my eyes open more. Top when I leave, I'm leaving in the dark, but...
Exactly.
I know, but thanks. But seriously, call. Okay. You don't want to call?
Huh?
You don't want? You're laughing. You don't want?
I don't mind calling.
Okay. No, I mean, I mean.
Call Missy's office, not my way.
You know my number, you can call me.
No, but it should be addressed.
Yeah, okay. I got to talk to Tony tomorrow. Yeah, I'll tell him again. I'll leave an email. I'll put a paper trail. Okay? All right. Any other public comment? I saw Laurie writing when you were talking, so I'm going to let her handle the resolution because I heard trust something and she was writing. So trust agency, is that what you said? So under new resolutions, I think Laurie wants to introduce one.
Right. So I'd make a resolution to establish a trust and agency account for the purchase of a clock for the village's 200th anniversary in 2019, and that the account identifies the donor and the amount donated, and if the clock is not purchased at that time, that the money be given back to the donor.
Okay.
Add a second in there?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, next resolution, to set the residential water rates as follows. Base rate for one or two people at $110 for 6 months, and each additional person in the house at $15 for 6 months. Residents outside the village will pay 1 1/2 the amount of the residential village rate. There will be an additional line in the water bill, WPB-01, at $50 per unit. This is to pay for the water tank. This charge will be on the water billing every 6 months until the year 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final bond payment June 15th, 2025. If any questions regarding calculation of your water bill, please feel free to call the village clerk, Melissa Turner Bowen, at 518-766-3044, extension 2.
I make a resolution.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, a resolution to establish MVP as the Village of Nassau Health Insurance?
I'd like to make a yes.
Just for a minute. I want to watch this icy out
here. Okay. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
The Village of Nassau has switched its health insurance provider from CDPHP to MVP. So I'd like to make a motion that we contract with MVP as our health insurance provider for the next year and revisit it in another year.
Fair second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Can we do the recoding? I'd like to make a motion to recode $3,035 of voucher 425 for the workers' comp pool from 9040.8A to 8340.4F.
Fair second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.
The next resolution is to adopt the 2014-15 budget decision. Is there any comments from the board?
No.
I think it's a very good budget, and I've worked on a lot of them. A lot of thoughts gone into it, a lot of hard work, and I think we're fortunate to have such a good budget and be in such good shape for it. I make a motion that we adopt it.
Okay, you got a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yeah,
Paul. Paul vote. Dale Flynn?
Yay.
Lori Clark?
Yes.
Guy?
Yes.
Mr. Howard? Yes. Myself? resolution passed. Okay. Before we order bills, I just want to again thank Dick and enjoy your retirement.
Oh, thank you. This is my final retirement after about 9 of them.
Okay, motion order bills. Bills number 315 to number 342 in the amount of $28,580.03 in the general fund and $3,008.39 in the water fund.
I'll make a motion.
Second. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Well, no. Okay.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
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 Yeah.
Second.
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 Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion.
The syrup is in the garage.
Thank you for coming.